Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his last and final messenger to mankind. All praise is due to Allah who created Adam, alayhi salam, with his hand from clay. Then he shaped him and blew into him of his spirit and made for him hearing and sight and a heart. Then blessed be Allah who is the most excellent of creators. And I witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, who placed in man the faculty of reasoning in order that he may distinguish between what is harmful and what is useful. And I witness that our leader Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, who came to us with a brilliant light and an irrefutable demonstration of proof. O Allah, send prayers and peace upon Muhammad and his family and his companions and those who follow them and what follows thereafter that salutation. O servants of Allah, believers, I advise you as well as I advise myself to have regard, taqwa for Allah, the Most High. I want to state that Imam Leonard was not feeling well and asked me to do the khutbah this morning. So inshallah, I have prepared something that would be of benefit to me and you, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 42, and do not overlay or cover the truth with falsehood, and do not knowingly suppress the truth. Surely Allah has spoken the truth. Today's subject of this khutbah would be the truth shines the light. The truth shines the light. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to paradise. And a man keeps on telling the truth until he becomes a truthful person. And falsehood leads to wickedness, al-fujur. And al-fujur leads to the fire. Now we as believers, we know and we understand, we have to know and understand this concept. We are to be truthful to each other and truthful to everybody we come in contact with. But as students of Imam W.D. Muhammad, may Allah give him the highest station in paradise, we have to make more of a connection and get deep into the subject. We have been taught that truth means light. It also means light. And Imam Muhammad has said that the light is not just guidance alone. It is also a healing. So light is a healing. And we have been told by Allah in the Quran that there are signs and ayahs for us to learn from. And so we should take some of those signs, and when we see things in the world, and we should learn from those things. They're there for a reason. And one sign is how light is used. And let us look at light as a healing. Light used as a healing. In the medical field, there is something that's called laser surgery. I'm sure everybody's heard of laser surgery. They perform different procedures with lasers. And a laser is a device that emits light through a process, and it's radiation, but it's very, very thin. And they say, you know, you look at a laser, you can lose your sight. So the term laser, it comes from an acronym that light amplification by simulated emission of radiation. They use the laser, and they're used, you know, commonly. You know, we have disc players, laser printers, barcode scanners when we go to the grocery stores. Those are all used, have lasers when they use. But for what we're discussing today, I want to look at how lasers are used to heal, inshallah. Laser surgery is a surgery using a laser instead of a scalpel, and it cuts tissue. Laser surgery is commonly used on the eye, and you have the technique called LASIK, and it corrects your near and farsightedness. So they can use light to correct your eye so you can see. And we have the Quran. The Quran is also a light. It corrects the sight inside of us. You know, that old phrase, the third eye. You don't have to actually see it, but if it actually fix the your thinking and your thought patterns, the way you see things. That's what the Quran, the light of the Quran, can do. And let's connect that to falsehood. Falsehood would be darkness. So we have the light, the truth as the light, and we have falsehood as the darkness, the wickedness. The Quran is 6, ayat 1, Surah 6, ayat 1, says that all praise is due to God who has created the heavens and the earth and brought into being deep darkness as well as light. And yet those who are bent on denying the truth regard other powers as their sustainers equals. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Allah also says in the Quran that, O mankind, a manifestation of the truth has now come unto you from your sustainer. And we have sent down unto you a clear light. That's Surah 4, 174. So we are not to cover the light of this Quran or the proper way of life that was established by our example Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Nor can it be covered. We don't have the position to cover it. And we've seen over the last 20 years how Al-Islam is now front page news. I remember when I first came into the religion, I didn't get to see Al-Islam on the news every night. I didn't know some of the things that they talk about commonly today. The way the word Quran and Muhammad and all the Islamic countries that, for better or worse, they look at as what represents Al-Islam. Those things are so common now that even somebody that didn't even know anything about Muslims or Al-Islam can tell you something about it. This is the light that Allah has told us about. Now, understand that my subject in the ayat that we started with is to not cover the truth. And I use that to open in the hadith that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, my topic is not about lying. It's not about me saying you're a liar, this, don't be a liar, or anything like that. It's about the falsehood. And Allah is the best of judges and the final judge in those matters. But I am trying to make a connection on how we have to see this light, how we have to see the truth in matters, the matters that are in our life, and how we need to make sure that we don't allow the darkness to cover anything in our life. We need to make sure that we shine through some of this. And you know, what we're dealing with right now in society is a lot of darkness, a lot of misconceptions, a lot of things that just aren't true. But we have to show as a person, as a community, the truth. We have to shine that light. In this ayah, the word al-haq, it means the truth. It means truth. It is also an attribute of Allah. Imam Muhammad gives us a clear picture into this understanding of al-haq. He says the truth, the all-inclusive truth, the universal truth. That's the way he defines the attribute of Allah. The truth al-haq has been used in the Quran over 227 times. And it fulfills an objective of the Quran, which is to establish truth for man. There's a reason why Allah is bringing out the truth, so that there could be a correct way of living this life. And hence, Allah has brought the light to man. It also teaches the truth. The Quran 34:49 say, the truth has now come for falsehood cannot bring forth anything new, nor can it bring it back. So Allah is saying the only thing that's going to come forth is the truth. You can only recycle falsehood. Same old lies, same old deceptions. There are many different meanings for the word haq, but the strongest has always been the truth. Now remember, do not cover the truth with falsehood. We cannot let our brothers or our sisters, Muslim or not, do wrong and sit by, not speak on it, or not address it. If not just by doing something about it, or even if it doesn't change the situation, you have to address it. You have to say, hey, you got to do better. Have you tried this? Have you tried that? That's the same thing we have to look for in general when we see stories where we hear somebody making a mention about Al-Islam. That's just not true. And I know sometimes you might not want to necessarily put all your business in the street, but you might have to correct somebody on something that's just totally wrong. This goes to how we see people perceive, you know, our religion and how they perceive Muslims. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, whosoever of you sees an evil action, let him change it with his hand, his mouth or heart, and the heart being the weakest of faith. So we are told we need to deal with things. And we are also told that it's a question of how deep is our faith. Are you willing to just say, you know, I'm just going to keep praying to Allah and let Allah change it? Is that what you're going to do? Or are you going to figure out what can I do to try to implement some change that I'm seeing? How can I be hands on and change it? When a family member or a close friend is going to do wrong or doing some wrong things, or you're seeing some wrong, bad decisions that they're making, we are obligated to address it. We are told in the Quran we can speak even against our own parents. And if they are trying to have us do wrong or accept something that's wrong, we have to speak on it. And we are taught that through Prophet Ibrahim, especially, alayhi salam. You know, and how he dealt with his tribe, how he dealt with his father personally. So we cannot lie for no one. Now, the word lie is an English word. We cannot hide, cover the fault, cover the truth. We cannot do that for no one. Meaning we cannot turn our eyes from someone doing harm to themselves or doing harm to others. So that means when we see something wrong, we cannot just say, hey, you know what, it ain't my business. If they're saying something that's slanderous about our religion, or they're saying something that's slanderous about a person, we have to speak on it. We cannot ignore someone or something's plight in life. Now, I said the word plight. Again, when we use what our teacher has taught us, we have to look at that word. Remember that no words are used or created without a purpose in this language. So plight. Plight means a difficult or dangerous situation. Now, the word plight also has the word light in it. So now you look at, we go back to the ayat where it says, do not cover the truth. If the truth is the light, now you put a P in front of it. Now you take away the truth and you put it into a dangerous and a difficult situation. So this word with the light in it, we have to look at situations in our lives and those near us, and even in general, as how we can change things and bring it to the light. You know, it's a saying that, you know, we just got to, you know, something's wrong. You know, you want to put, you know, as they say, you want to bring it out. You got to bring it to the light. You can't keep hiding in darkness. What's done in darkness always comes out in the light. So we see how Al-Islam is given labels and how misconceptions are portrayed in not just the news, in all aspects that they're being, you know, given misconceptions of our religion. And we need to address that and not be weak in our faith when we do. Allah says in Surah 26, Ayahs 221, 222, shall I tell you upon whom it is those evil spirits descend? They descend upon all sinful self-deceivers. Self-deceivers, Salakallahu Adeen. So this is telling us that we know bad things will happen to those who are not right, who deceive people. And we want to knowingly, and they want to knowingly deceive people about Al-Islam. They want to cover up the light of this religion with the darkness of the lies. And Allah again tells us in Surah 2, Ayah 9, they would deceive those and those who God and those who attain to faith, while they deceive none but themselves and perceive it not. And who is the chief deceiver? Shaitan, our open enemy, our avowed enemy. So let us understand what our actions and how we live can show us this truth, and this light is guiding us. We have the light. We have the truth. We can guide us. We can let the light illuminate from ourselves. So if I cover the truth with the purpose of misleading, undermining what is right or correct, I'm just as wrong as the lie or the covering that I'm protecting. And in society, there's a phrase called a little white lie. And this is how they set up behavior. They make a little white lie seem cute, you know, appealing. It doesn't hurt anybody. And they set this behavior up to accept dishonesty and wrong decisions. And they want us to accept behavior and lifestyles that are not the natural order of Allah's creation. There is no way to justify wrong things. No way to justify lies and misconceptions. And we are obligated to stand up on the side of what is right, be strong and firm. We're not to be aggressors. We don't have to be aggressors to do this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, part of being a good Muslim is leaving alone which that does not concern you. So if it doesn't concern us, then we're fine staying out of it. But if there's a concern that obligates us, then we have no choice but to get inside of it. So we cannot let someone just go away doing wrong, living wrong, and not wish better for them, not try to do better for them. Now, what is it that wants the truth covered in the first place? It is not just the brother and sister we see that doesn't want to change doing certain things. It's not the situation that we think we can't change. They don't want to let change be. They don't want the truth out. You know, it's the shaitan's influence in this world, in this society that wants the truth covered. He wants people to not know the correct way, the light. He doesn't want that. And Allah again says in the Quran that those who believe fight in the cause of God, and those who reject faith fight in the cause of evil. So fight ye against the friends of Satan, and the feeble is the deeds and the cunning of Satan. Surah 476. So feeble means physically or mentally weak. So Allah is telling us that what they're trying to do is weak. So if it's weak, then we can be strong. Well, all we have to do is stand up and we can be strong. So it's physically weak and mentally weak, or also unlikely to convince. Feeble means it has no, it's not going to make anybody change. Imam Muhammad has said about this certain ayat, said, don't take it out on the individuals, but see the works of the devil in your environment and fight the works of the devil in your environment. Now, how are his schemes weak? Very weak, feeble. As long as he is hidden, he is powerful through his schemes. But once he is seen, his scheme is so fragile, they just crack and crumble up. So we have to understand that once we recognize the scheme of the covering of the truth and letting the falsehood have control of this society, we are to fight it. We are obligated to fight it. We are commanded to fight it. And it doesn't have, you know, take a lot of strength to stand up and be for the truth. And as I finish this first part of the Kutbah, Allah says, and we hurl the truth against falsehood, and it knocks the brain out. And behold, falsehood doeth perish. Surah 21, ayat 18. As-salamu alaykum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Again, assalamu alaikum. As we conclude the second part of the Jummah, the Kutbah, I am thankful to Allah for the chance to speak today under any circumstances. To address the believers is always a blessing, and I take it very seriously. And I pray my message today is of value and helps. Again, the ayat is Surah 2, ayat 42. And do not cover the truth with falsehood, nor knowingly suppress the truth. So if we believe that if we don't say anything or do anything, that something we see wrong would just go away, or to just get better, that's an illusion that basically we can fall into. suppress. You know, when you suppress something, you prevent it from happening. You know, so a lot of times, especially nowadays, you know, they try to suppress a lot of really what goes on in the world. It could be any story, I mean, that you want to think of. But they don't. They want to prevent it from happening, operating, becoming apparent. They want to really suppress the truth of what Al-Islam truly is and the effects that it can have on the world. But as we are told, the truth will win in the end. And we cannot carry the burden of suppressing the truth for anybody. It will affect us, it will consume us, and it also will incriminate us. If we allow something that's wrong to go on, we're just as guilty. And if I'm not mistaken, in the criminal law, if you knew about a crime and you didn't say nothing, you're still just, they can charge you too. Allah again says in the Quran in 61, Surah 61, Ayat 8, they aim to extinguish Allah's light with their utterances, but Allah has willed to spread his light in its fullness, however hateful this may be to those who deny the truth. So Allah has willed to spread this light. And they all share the blame, but as we see in this day of religion, the end of this current time, you know, the end of time doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, it's all over and the mountains are going to be flat. And the end of time is the end of the era, the order that is in right now. That order is over with. This is the main reason why you see Al-Islam on the news every day. The truth cannot be suppressed. The Prophet, peace and blessed be upon him, has said that truthfulness leads to righteousness, right? And righteousness leads to paradise. But he also said that the falsehood leads to the wickedness, the El-Fajur, and it leads to the hellfire. So that means that the wickedness and the lying and the covering of the using the falsehood to cover the truth, that means they will pay for their misleadings. It only leads them in one direction. And Allah says, and his enlightenment is as to his wrong and his right. We're talking about the soul, the enlightenment to what is wrong and what's right. You have to know that in your soul, in your heart. You have to know what's right and what's wrong. So again, the heart has to feel it. So this fajur, this evil, to understand it, you know, it has a root word that comes as the same as fajr, the fajr prayer, dawn prayer. But Imam Muhammad says about fajur, fajur is the fajr unborn. So it's the dawn not yet there. It is a dawning of intelligence. Fajr is the beginning of the light. We know we make Fajr prayer in the dark. And we know during Ramadan, we try to make sure if you get done eating and everything, you make your Fajr prayer, you pretty much know that the light is coming very, very soon. So you don't want to eat anything after Fajr prayer, most likely. So Fajr is the beginning of the light, not outside, but inside your own self. And that Fajr can support good behavior, or it can lead us to weak inclinations and be tempted by the world. Allah says in the Quran that unless he repents, believes, and works righteous deeds, for Allah will change the evil of such persons into good, for Allah is all forgiving and most merciful. And the Prophet says that in Hadith Qudsi that Allah's mercy, no, that's not how he could, but in Allah's mercy, he does not publish our sins on our faces. So we don't know anybody else's sins, anybody else's wrongdoing. But we do know when somebody is misleading or doing something wrong to this religion, they're right there for you. So we can see that. And that's the mercy of Allah. And Allah is very merciful. He's El-Ghafar, the great forgiver. And it means he can cover a thing. He hides the sins of his servants. And he is with infinite mercy and forgives our faults and our blunders. And Hadith Qudsi, Allah obligates himself with mercy. So the point I hope I have made is that we need to stand up for the truth and with the truth against all that is trying to cover up the light. All that is trying to cover up the truth, the falsehood, trying to cover up the truth. Allah is directing us to allow the truth to shine and the truth is the light. Surah 34, ayah 49. The truth has arrived and falsehood neither creates anything new or restores it again. So we can go into all situations that I've talked about and many more that I haven't mentioned with the strength of knowing what Allah says. We cannot restrict the revealed word of Allah. He protects it. Even if we wanted to or somebody else wanted to, we wouldn't be successful. Just like they try daily to mislead and misinterpret the words of Allah. Again, Allah says they try to extinguish Allah's light with their utterances, but Allah has willed to spread his light in his fullness. The Quran is the light for the proper life through the darkness of society. The dark ages in history have been examined, and it's basically a period of time where human beings were in an undeveloped state, an undeveloped way of life. Now, don't think that that doesn't happen in these times, that that can't happen in 2015. There are times and there are very much mental darknesses in the form of oppression that man has put on top of each other. The Quran gives the light to open up the mind and let the truth take over. Now, how can we go wrong working to keep the light shining in our lives, in our families, in our Muslim communities, and in our communities as a whole? See, we're not bound to just be bright light inside of this masjid. We need to be a light outside of this masjid when we deal with a society that's not Al-Islam. The society outside is not Al-Islam. But that doesn't mean we cannot show what the light gives us as a human. Now I'll finish this part of the Kutbah, inshallah, with this and to help us understand how we can fight the falsehoods. And we need to take what our teacher, Imam Muhammad, has said about it. He said, falsehood is of the nature to perish before truth. Not before your truth, before the truth. Men just speaking the truth is not enough to kill falsehood. But whenever he universalizes it, his truth, to respect all truths that God created, now he is ready to slay falsehood. Now, inshallah, I have given something of benefit today. And if I have, all praise is due to Allah. And if any errors that I have made, then I am responsible. And I pray Allah for his forgiveness. Dua. Oh Allah, change into love any fear I have in my grave. Oh Allah, have mercy on me because of the great Quran. Make it my leader, my light, my source of guidance, and a mercy. Oh Allah, make me remember whatever of the Quran I may forget. Make me learn that which I have become ignorant of. Make its recitation a provision for me as I recite it day and night, and make it an argument and a plea for me on the day of judgment. Oh Lord of all the worlds. Amen. Please don't forget the Sadaqa box. Fajr prayer every morning here at the masjid. Please purchase a Muslim journal and buy one for a friend or a family member. And please, please, my James Brown imitation, which is not very good, please attend every Sunday at 12:30. There will be a 30-minute lecture on the principles of Al-Islam by imams and members of our community. Please come and invite others. This week's lecturer is Sister Shahida Sharif. Right now, I don't know if we're switching over, if we're still ending up on fasting, but we've gone over the five pillars, and it's been very informative and been very enlightening. Please use the box in the foyer for the comments, if any. The masjid meeting is Sunday, February 1st. We're asking all members to attend the 15th annual fundraising event for the Ashahi Shot Scholarship Fund will be February 7th. The keynote speaker will be Iman Rahman Khan, and the entertainment will be by a world-renowned entertainer, Wali Ali. The flyer is on the board, and there's also one right here. That's what I'm making the economy. Inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I said, I'm a lay, I said, I'm a Muhammad Rasulullah.
Oh Allah, we attend to make two rak'ahs of Salat to Juma. We pray Allah, accept our Salat. Ameen.
Amen.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al Rahman Al Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayri al-mahdubi alayhim walid-dallin.
Amen.
Ar-Rahman, el-Makran, kalaka insan, el-mahu el-bayan, ash-shamsu wa kamaru bi husban. Allahu Akbar. Simi Allahu la Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim. Siratal Ladhina An'amta Alayhim Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Walid-Dallin.
Amen.
Kul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam yulid, wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul, lehu kufu wan ahad. Allahu Akbar. Simi Allahu la Muhammada. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Al-Fatiha in unison. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim.
I'm going to go to the next one.
What's going on, man? How you doing? How you doing, man? How's it going, man? You got this good now. It ain't 100%.
It's a lot bigger. It's a lot bigger than it seemed like.
I see you.